does this work? Okay, so I want to chazer over for the Shar HaKniyah, plain and poshut. And let's see if I can do it in 27 minutes. The Chavis Aldova says that he put Shar HaKniyah after Shar Yichud HaMaisa for two reasons. This is, he said, it talks about the psicha. So the psicha, he says that Shar Yichud HaMaisa is to focus and to concentrate and to make sure that you're doing things lishma, for the right purpose. So gaiva is obviously the biggest mania, the biggest shter to doing things for a pure reason, because that's the, if a person is afflicted with gava, so he wants kavod and he wants to gain something out of it, so the biggest shter to shar yichud hamaisa is gaiva. So that's why after he talked about the importance of shar yichud hamaisa and how that's really how important that is, how vital it is in avodas Hashem, so he put Shar HaKniyah next to rid yourself of gaiva, vestiges of gaiva, and work on Kniyah. And number two is, and this he develops, you may remember it because we've learned it, it was in the later Prokim, it's really the Yisod, it's the Yisod of being an Eved Hashem. And if the name of the game, the truth is, it's such a structured sefer. In Shar Avodas HaLulchim, where he develops the theme that we should, that we do Hashem's will out of a sense of Hakaras HaTov, and out of a sense of paying back Hashem what we owe Him, which should have been developed in Shar HaBechina and Shar Yichud. Hashem exists, and Shar HaBechina is what He showers us with, and Shar Avodas HaLulchim is develops the theme of our being, but the Yisod Advarim is Avdus. See, Avodas Elokim, we're Avdei Hashem. Halleluka, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem. We're beholden to Hashem, and we have to feel beholden to Him, and we're happy because He gives us only good things, and what He does is good, and He's a Meitiv. And the truth is, who gains out of our being Avdei Hashem? He doesn't gain anything. Like, it's all for our good. Like, it's a win-win situation. We're Avdei Hashem, and we're the only ones that benefit from being Avdei Hashem. But Al Kaponim, if you remember, at the end, towards the end of Shar HaKniyah, he really developed the theme of being an Eved Hashem, and he really went deeper into it, and he said that Kniyah is really the way that you are really an Eved. This was the parak where he talks about, should Kniyah be first or last in the Midos Tovos? And he says the Kniyah has to be first, because the Kniyah is the Yisod of Avdus, of being an Eved, where you say, Lesley Megarme Klum, right? Everything, I'm nothing, I owe everything to Hashem, and like nothing's coming to me, everything is a gift, and everything is showered on me from Hashem. So that's really the Yisod of Avdus, which ties into what he really developed in Shar Avodas Elokim, that the Yisod of Avodas Elokim is feeling this sense of being beholden to Hashem. So there he just talked about Hakaras HaTov being beholden. But in Shar HaKniyah, he really makes that the fundamental yisod of being an onov, of being Kniyah, because as he develops the thing, the yisod is that his idea, his definition of Kniyah, which is his definition of Kniyah. Now I'm moving on to Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph is where he defines Kniyah. This is the Psicha. The Perek Aleph is that the words are not going to sound good to the modern ear. But hang in there till you hear how the famous Halvavus, what he says about it. His words are that you have to feel she'ein lo erich. You have to feel as if you have no self-esteem. You have no intrinsic value. You have no intrinsic value. Now, in Perek Beis, He just gives the definition of Perek Aleph. And you know, he says in Perek Aleph, you know, b'meili you're not going to get angry, you're not going to want to take nekama if someone babbles you. You don't feel like anything's coming to you. That's the definition of Kniyah. You're not deserving of anything intrinsically, and therefore, you're not going to get angry. You know, he says in Perek Aleph, and you're not going to take nekama. Because you're not going to get upset, you're not going to get angry. These emotions are only when you have a sense of, call it anticipation, a sense of entitlement, we call it. Right? But if you're an anav, you have no sense of entitlement whatsoever. So that's the definition. And in Perek Beis, since he knows this doesn't sound good to the modern ear, and the Chavis HaKadosh lived like 1,000 years ago, so he says in Perek Beis, he says, wait a second, let me explain what I mean. A guy, you know, like Winston Churchill said about an opponent that ran against him, he's a modest man who has much to be modest about. He says, Chavis HaKadosh says, if a guy is just, he lets people step all over him, and he compares him to a behemoth that lets this human being put an oil on him and work with him, and he just has no merits. He has no, he just doesn't know how to get out of this mess. He says, that's terrible. If that's how you're an onav, that's horrible and terrible. And that's you're a behemoth. You're an animal. That's terrible. He says, if you have to realize your worth, what you're capable of and what you're worth, and then you have to say that it's really not mine, it doesn't belong to me, it's not coming to me, I don't deserve anything because of it. So he says, there's a second type of kniya which is not bad, and that's the kniya you would feel because of circumstances. You have an adon that you have to listen to because circumstances demand that you get things from him. So circumstances demand that you be kanua to him, that you be nichna to him, that you hope he gives you something. Someone does you a favor. You're a prisoner. So all these things are circumstantial, but that's not the goal. That's not what kniya really is supposed to be. But that's at least not the bad kniya. You have worth. You know what you are. You're in a situation where you have to kowtow to someone, and you have to be bottled to him. So that's not bad, because you're forced into it, so it's okay. But the real kniya that we're striving for is kniya to Hashem. And this I've said many, many times in the course of learning Shara Kniya, that the Chavis HaLevavos is maybe unique in not defining anava vis-a-vis other people, but he defines anava vis-a-vis your relationship with Hashem. That's the ikkar, and everything else is going to flow from that. Once you properly establish that you have no self-worth vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing's coming to you, you're not entitled to anything, etc., 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 nothing's magia you, but that's Lagabe Hashem. Ooh, then you're going to already treat people differently, you're going to already talk to people differently, and you're going to already act differently. And that's what we're striving for. So you have in Perek Beis, he says the three type of kniyos. One that's horrible, if you make yourself into a shmata, if it's like ephes, it's not a positive avoidah where you say, but it's really not me, it's really not mine, it's really those, but it's like passive. You taka, I'm taka nothing, so that's no good. And the second type is circumstances, forces it upon him. And the third type is Lagabe Hashem, and that's what we strive for. So that's what he does. In Perek Aleph, he defines Kniya. In Perek Beis, he discusses the three types of Kniya, one bad, one not bad, but not what we're looking for, and finally what we're striving for. In Perek Gimel, he has an interesting thing. He says there are certain things that will happen to a person that a person should jump on and utilize to develop kniya. It's hard to develop kniya. He doesn't talk out this part, I'm speaking it out. Every person has an ego, every person has a sense of entitlement. We do. That's why we get annoyed when things don't go the way we want them to go, because we expect them to go a certain way, and things are not fair. It's like I said by davening, so someone said good, I think Naftali Rishel said, davening is like zero-based budgeting. You have to start with zero. And then, who says you could get anything? Everything you get is special. Al-Kaponim, she says, in Perek Gimel, he like gives you ways to develop kniya because it's so hard. She says a person could, his strength ebbs away, he's too weak. He doesn't have the koiches to accomplish something. So he should realize it. Oh, look, I can't. I need help. I need help. I can't do it myself. That realization that you can't do it yourself. And so either he has no physical strength, or he doesn't have the wherewithal or the ability to accomplish what he wants to. Maybe someone does you a favor and you realize you couldn't have accomplished it yourself. You can't pay up a chayiv, he gives an example. You're in jail, you're an eved. People have problems. He says the tragedies or the problems of life, the vicissitudes of life, really should be machnia a person. You see all the different things that come up, the bumps in the road, nothing's poshut, nothing goes glad, and then it humbles you. You see that no matter how smart you think you are, or how rich you think you are, or how powerful you think you are, but everybody has their peckle, as we call it, and it's a humbling experience. Sometimes it takes a tragedy to humble a person. I'm not saying, sometimes that's, when Hashem does anything, there's always, right, 1,000 angles that it makes sense that it happened from different angles. But one of the angles could be that it's a humbling experience to the person that undergoes the tragedy, to the person that suffers from the tragedy. Okay? A person could remember his averus, he could think back to all the things he did, how many times he davened without kavana, how many times he wasted time. That's a very humbling experience. A person, when he thinks about Yom HaMavis, finally the Chajit HaMavis says, and Yom HaDin, and what he'll have to answer for. So that these are all humbling experiences that this is how you could develop anava. This is things that help you. It's things that pecks away, or not pecks, it chips away. Chips away at the ego, these things. It sounds funny. You have the biggest balgaiva in the world, big balgaiva. He could break an arm, he slips on the ice, he breaks an arm, and someone has to feed him. It's a very humbling experience. All of a sudden, he can't eat. He has to pick up a spoon. And all of a sudden, he says, you know, even though there's no shaykhis, right? He's still a genius, right? And he's still brilliant. Right? So he broke an arm, so he can't eat. But it works. It's humbling. All of a sudden, he's more able. He's not so quick to jump. He loses the edge of his gaiva when he's confronted with his own, with a powerlessness, right? When he's confronted with his weakness. That's how people are. That's what the Chavis HaLadha says. Use situations, what we call in English, humbling experiences. So the Chavis HaLadha says, use it to make you humble, to chip away at your ego, to make you realize that you're not the center of the universe and everything is not so viv around you, and it doesn't have, nothing has to be the way you want it to be, etc., etc. That's in Perek Gimel. Perek Aleph is a definition of Kniya. First came the Psicha, where he gave the reasons why he's writing about Kniya. Perek Aleph is a definition of Kniya. Perek Beis is the different types of Kniya that can exist. And Perek Gimel is how a person could use everyday life to help him develop Midas HaKniya. Perek Dalet talks about when he should use the Midas HaKniya. When it's developed, he should use it, and the Chavis HaLadha goes through a list. He should do it with people. That's a manifestation of his Kniya, will be how he talks to people. He'll talk in a low voice. Don't tell me, a guy that has a naturally loud voice, so he can't be an honor. That's not the point. He'll naturally talk in a low voice, in a humble voice. He'll be an honor with Chachamim and Talmidei Chachamim. He won't think he knows better than them. He'll be kanua to them. He'll be nichna to them. He'll wait and he'll listen. Maybe they do make sense. Maybe they're saying good. Right? When people talk, he has to pull out Midas HaKriya when people praise him, when people talk about him, and when they talk against him, when they talk Lashon Hara on him also. So he has to protect himself immunize himself, both from praises and from Lashon Hara, he should use the Midas HaKniyah then. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is native to you, this is a Yisod in the Chaim Zalobos that he says in Shara Avodos HaLokim also, that when Hashem bestows a special Shefa, you feel blessed with a special Shefa of goodness, maybe you got money, you got the job you always wanted, whatever, you feel you were saved from a fate. So you gotta realize that, you know, Hashem did you a special payment. That's not normal. You know, I don't deserve this. Wow, thank you. And you should pull out Midas HaKniyah when something happens in your life. Again, you pull out Midas HaKniyah when you deal with people, you pull out Midas HaKniyah when you deal with the Midas HaKniyah, you pull out Midas HaKniyah when people are praising you, you pull out Midas HaKniyah when people are talking bad about you. So you don't get, you know, say, it sounds funny, but that's what Yitzchak Zalovitz says. It's not funny. People are talking about you, and it's not even true. You say, okay, but they're not talking about the things I did do that they don't know about. So you laugh it off, and you say, I'm much worse than they're talking about. They just don't know half the stuff I've done. So that's when you should pull it out. And okay, and he has, when you're over Hashem, you should do it, and therefore you'll stay focused and you'll be able to do things l'shma. Okay, I made a good joke at a Sheva Brachas I spoke by, but there's no time to tell it over. But I used this Chagas Halbogas. Yeah, I'll say it quickly. It's a good joke. You'll laugh, you'll have a no. So, I was by a chasana, so I was going to go to a Sheva Brachas the next night. So the MC of the Sheva Brachas came over to me and he said, how shall I introduce you? So I said, the night's not long enough. So he said, can I say that over in your name? I said, yeah, fine, I'm fine with that. So the next night when he introduced me, he said that over. So he said, blah, 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 blah. And he said, the night's not long enough. Really. So then I got up and I said, he totally misunderstood what I meant, totally. And I said over this Chayvus Halvavus, that when people praise you, so you're supposed to think of all the things you did, that if they only knew you did them, oh boy, they would. So I said, I was thinking of that when I said the night's not long enough. I was thinking of all those things. I said, the night's not long enough. So, okay. It was funny at the time. Okay. In Perek Hay, so in Perek Dalet, the Chayvus Halvavus tells you when to pull out Midas HaKniyah and when to use it. In Perek Hay, he talks about how to acquire it. Not like in Perek Gimel, when he's saying that everyday life has humbling experiences that you use to chip away at the ego. But in Perek Hay, he talks like directly. How do you like directly work on this midah as Avodas Hashem? And like, how should I work on Midas HaKniyah in a more direct fashion? So he says, Da Me'ayin Boso. Imamish, he has a b'chudishtik way of learning. Me'ayin Boso, Lona Tehoylech, Lefnamiya Te'osadik Ding V'cheshben, Estakal B'shloish Advar V'yata Boli De'aveira, the Chavis HaLobos interprets it. This is the way you develop Midas HaKniya, Ve'ena Da'boli De'aveira. De Me'ayin Boso. You say, my goodness, right, from a putrid piece of nothing. What am I being a Balgaiva about, right? I'm nothing. I don't deserve to exist. Like, you know, it's amazing. So everything is from Hashem. Remember, he's not talking to the Gabi people. He's talking to the Gabi Hashem. So think about how you were Notzer. If you have Yisurim, so, right, you should work on it and say, you know, it's not realized that right, there's no entitlement there. Think about Yom HaMisa, think about how you'll have to answer for your every action. All of a sudden you're not going to be so proud of yourself, and you realize that you have a lot to answer for. The Chavir Lovas talks about comparing the Bruim to Hashem. He really goes through this a little barichas. We're not used to it. We don't spend time thinking about the godless Hashem. We think it's babyish, maybe it's for Balei Tshuva. You want to convince them to become from. We really, if you think about the tefillah that we daven, and you go through Sefer Tehillim, And it's really, it's an exercise. It's hard for us because, you know, from when we're baby, you know. But to think about how great Hashem is, and Hashem, we just say, oh, Hashem could do anything in the world. We think like the Superman. You know? So, but you think about the puniness of man, the Rambam says you're supposed to be in the stockkill in these things. And think about it. And like Hashem, this is like so beyond our hasagas, and he's almighty and all powerful, and he's native, and just this is, you know, this is in Shar HaBechina, in Shar HaYichud, he talks about it more by Arichus. Here he just says that thinking about those things and contemplating it bring you Lidei Kniya. Thinking about, really, you know, if we just slow down, Suke de Zimra. Everybody made too. I mean, there's too many people that made fun of the 90 of the 100 minute minyan. But if you would once say Psuke de Zimra for a half hour, believe me, a half hour wouldn't be long enough. Just say it slow. And right now, if I told you to praise Hashem, you say, "Oh, Hashem is great." Okay, he's super great. He's like really, really great. And he's Nora too. You say Psuke de Zimra, and you see the like. It's a, like such a like a, I don't know, like words fail me, like it's a, like Godul Hashem, like every word of Ashrei and every word of the Halalukas and Hodu, and just, you know, we couldn't say the words, right? We just say the words that Chazal and Masakim, Baruch Hashem, we have Sefer Tillim. And if you say Sefer Tillim, you know, you say Omer Ashrei Gimel Pamim B'chol Yom. Anyway, it is possible to do. You just have to not be ashamed, and maybe don't tell anybody you're doing it, so you know you don't have to be ashamed. And maybe buy some Sfarim, that'll help you do it. And think about Hashem's godless. Anyway, that'll bring you Lidei Kniya. And realize, he says, think about how Hatzlochos and Olam Hazeh are temporary. That'll bring you Lidei Kniya. Think of people, what they suffer, what they go through. So this is the method. So that's what Parakei is about, how to acquire Kniya. In Perek Vav, he talks about how an Onog will be Noheg, how he'll conduct himself when things happen, how he will conduct himself, how he will talk, how he will daven, how he will be Eved Hashem, how he will deal with different situations. Perek Zion is how you can recognize a true Anav. If you want to be Mustabek and you want to learn from the Anav, if you want to learn from him, right? You want to hang around him, you want to stick with him. L'moshel an Anav will be Matzlik Asadin. You see someone that no matter what happens, he's Vayido Maharo. So you say, oh, that person has the true Midas Hanava. He didn't get angry, he didn't get upset, he didn't think it's unfair. Okay, and how he reacts to praise, etc., etc. Perek Ches was the question we referred to a few minutes ago, where he talked about what's more important, what should you work on first, what should you establish first, other Midos or Kniya? And it's almost a rhetorical question. Of course, if the answer would be the other things, it wouldn't be in Shara Kniya, right? So the answer is he should work on Kniya. And he explains that Kniya is being an Eved Hashem. And that's what it's all about, ultimately. And Avdus is being a Nichna. That's a real Eved. And you can, he really makes remarkable statements. He says you can do all the right things. You can go through all the motions. You can go through all the motions. You can get up every day, do everything right, and if you don't feel, this is Chodesh Halvavos talking, that's really the yesod of the whole Sefer, if you don't feel that you're an Eved Hashem, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing. It takes avoda, because I want to do it. Yeah, I want to do it. You know, how do you get rid of the ego? It's very difficult, because there's Bechira. That's how we explain Perek Tes. Perek Tes talked about, can Gaiva and Anava coexist? And that's where the Chayvus Halvavos said, and we didn't understand what he said, and we touched it up. He said gaiva on physical, temporal, gashmius matters cannot coexist with anova, but gaiva, the feeling of yeah, me, I did it, that attitude is okay in ruchnius, since having it the right way will spur you on to do more and more and more. So we explain, because there's one nekuda of gaiva that the Ribono Shel Olam left over for people, and that's called bechira. And only you could choose to do good. You. But Hashem gave you that ability. So the good feeling you have about yourself in ruchniyastika matters is okay, because you will then say, well, it's a chesed from Hashem that enabled you to do that, and then you'll use it as a spur to do more and more. That's in Perek Tes. And Perek Yud was a list of the benefits of being a nichna, both in Olam Hazeh, he'll be calm, he'll be serene, he won't go out of his mind, he won't be nervous, he won't have high blood pressure, everything is cool, he won't lash back when things happen, he won't get upset, he won't get angry, he won't go to pieces. And in Olam Haba, obviously he'll be an Eved Hashem, and he'll be Matzdik Asadin, and so he'll be the quintessential Eved Hashem. Okay, I think we made it. I think we even have a minute to spare. That's Shara Kniya.